Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, Michael Showalter, one of the geniuses behind The State, Stella, and Wet Hot American Summer, both the movie and the Netflix series, has put out a new film. It's called Hello, My Name is Doris, and it stars Sally Field as the main character, Doris. Showalter showed this movie at South by Southwest last year and was picked up for distribution, and it's in theaters now. It's a movie that has Sally Field reorganizing her life after the death of her mother and her budding pseudo-romance with a younger coworker. Michael Showalter co-wrote the screenplay and directed the film, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Michael, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
You've done a lot of great work, and I followed your career, both film and television, The State, I mean, all the way down. But this project's a bit of a departure for you. What drew you to this project, and particularly to the character Doris?
I mean, it's a great comic protagonist, and as a writer and working in comedy, like always looking for a new way to be funny, and this character Doris just seemed like a brand new kind of comic protagonist that I hadn't seen before. And she's mischievous, and she misbehaves, and she's inappropriate, but totally unique and relatable, even though she's very different than she's a woman of a certain age who's isolated, but she's actually going through things that I think we can all identify mm-hmm. with and relate to.
This isn't just a movie about an older woman who longs after a younger man. I mean, there's a lot of other issues in this, like the loss of her mother, grieving, her hoarding illness. But the movie balances those storylines. It really is about a coming-of-age story, if you will, for Doris.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, I've said this before, it's sort of like a John Hughes movie, like Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles. Mm-hmm. She's falling in love for the first time and getting her heart broken and finding her way in the world. Even though she's in her 60s, she's really deciding for the first time who she is and how she wants to be. And she's starting over. And that's part of the message of the movie, is it's like never too late to start again. You're never too old to be new, what Sally says, yeah.
Well, let's talk about Sally Field. Tremendous in this movie. What was it like for you to direct Sally Field? What was the intimidation level like in working with Sally?
Intimidation level was high. I had gotten to know her a little bit by the time we started shooting. We'd met a few times and for coffee and had done a little bit of rehearsing and stuff. So I knew her well enough to like approach her. But yeah, I mean, what do I have to offer a two-time Oscar winner, iconic movie star? But I also knew that this was a really challenging role and that she needed a director. And so it was kind of like I had to kind of pretend to be someone that could help her, you know, like I just was like, she needs me to be a director, so I'll pretend to be a director.
I read she had some questions about how you were going to approach it, because it is it's a comedy, and there's a lot of ways you could go. And your background on projects like Wet Hot, it's hilarious stuff, but it's much more, it's oddball. It's kind of off the radar kind of stuff. How did you convince her that you were going to approach it in a different way?
Well, I mean, if you see the movie, the comedy is pretty broad. I mean, I think you can see that I'm the same person that did Wet Hot and Stella. I think you can see my sensibility is here in the movie as well, both in terms of the comedy, but also just visually, you know, it's mm-hmm. costumes and people, you know, it's an alternate reality from our own somewhat, but the drama is just heightened in this movie. And so I kind of just said, I'm going to play the comedy for all it's worth, but I'm also going to play the drama for all it's worth. And in a way, I just had to ask her to make a leap of faith that those two tones could live together in the film. And she took a leap of faith. I mean, for her, it was a risk to give herself to the project. Obviously, she's really out there in this movie, and I think she'd put a lot of trust in me, and I felt the weight of that, too. I felt really like I really owed it to her for the movie to be good. You know, I really didn't want to let her down.
What I like about this is, as you've mentioned it before, that this really is a subversive film. And when we think of subversive films, you don't think of necessarily a Sally Field or even, you know, Hello, My Name is Doris on the outset. But it is, because you're really taking a different look at these relationships, these characters, the idea that it's Sally Field that's looking for someone as opposed to like Jack Nicholson or any others, you know, in the kind of movies where they're lusting after somebody younger.
Yeah, I guess so. And I mean, it's sort of hearing you say that, and I agree with you, but it's sort of sad that that's true. Like, it's sad to think that something like Sally Field, like, if you see the movie, it's not like, oh my God, gross, you know, at all. It's right. Not like that at all. She's a very attractive, charismatic woman, and her character is eccentric, to be sure, but I don't think we never wanted to make this like a, you know, oh my God, you know, this is not Dirty Grandma. You know, right. That's not what we're doing. It's a movie about into the love story. It's just two people that are both in a lot of ways in a similar place of looking to make connections in New York City. And they're both kind of lonely and looking for companionship, and they find each other. It's too bad that that's subversive, because and it sort of says a lot about how biased we are about gender and how people should be and shouldn't be. And I just think ultimately these two characters, Sally Field's character and Max Greenfield's character, are just two people looking for a connection.
Yeah. And that plays, I mean, it's similar in your other feature film, the 2005, you did Baxter. And there's some similarities between the characters, both kind of unlucky in love, kind yeah. of walking the same step, maybe on the outside, but finding what I really liked about Hello, My Name is Doris was the idea that, you know, from the outside, maybe in the corporate world, she was a goofball. Maybe in the, you know, her family, she was a little bit of an oddball. But when, you know, she bought into it and she followed the character to the club, and she wore her clothes, and everyone on the outside in her life considered her to be an outsider, she found a hipster culture that was inside, that she was, that they accepted her. It seems to be the kind of character you like to work with.
Yeah. I like characters that are a little bit out of step with, you know, the mainstream, let's say. Like, the status quo doesn't necessarily understand them, or they don't fit in, but it's not for a lack of wanting to fit in. It's just like they just don't. But they're true to themselves, and they're searching for an authentic connection to somebody that does understand them and that does see the world the same way they do. And there's definitely, Doris is very much of a, and the Baxter very much exist in that same kind of world. And they're fragile. They're fragile people, because the world is threatening to kind of eat them up and spit them out, you know, mm-hmm. because they're not aggressive about it. And so you're kind of hoping that they can find their way. And I don't know what it is about those characters. I've always rooted for the underdog.
You mentioned that Hello, My Name is Doris has a lot of the same sort of similarities as other projects that you've done. It's definitely a Michael Showalter joint, if you will. But
yeah,
but you've collaborated with a ton of people, including your fellow castmates from The State, from Stella. And when I was thinking about it, we were just talking before the interview about the idea that you're almost like in a rock, you know, you're in a band. The idea that you're an ensemble member and you collaborate, but this is almost, when you do Hello, My Name is Doris, it's almost a solo project. Talk
right.
about the differences between working in an ensemble with all the with David Wayne and all the others that you've worked with to doing a project on your own.
I mean, just like a band, the band has its own sound, and then as individuals, we have our own sound. So to take that metaphor a little bit further, mm-hmm. and whether it's working with David, you know, I think like Stella with Mike David and I is sort of the most, it's been, you know, been described as like Dadaist comedy. It's really digressional. Very much we go into these sort of, the humor is in the digressions. The humor is in the total lack of any kind of relationship to reality. It's like we're bending reality around and playing with convention and all those different things. And then Wet Hot is a little bit more center, and that's just David and I. And that, I think, is sort of lives in this world somewhere in between a spoof and then a sort of a sincere teen comedy or whatever. And then when I'm left to my own devices, I think I tend to veer more towards the bittersweet, sad, but funny, but also with a lot of heart and a lot of bittersweetness and melancholy to it, when you sort of strain out those other influences. And I'm sure with David and Mike, you'd find, obviously, them, they also have their own individual sound when they're doing their own thing. But as a unit, you want to kind of lean into what you are organically overlapping on. And so with David and Mike, I think we overlap on that zany funny, crazy thing. And that's I love doing that.
Yeah. For you, looking forward to the next projects, I mean, do you see yourself trying to find more Michael Showalter material or characters that challenge you and you want to keep you in that arena, maybe even in film, as opposed to the television work you've done in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I want to do both. I loved the dramatic aspects of Doris and absolutely want to continue doing that kind of work. I mean, I love drama as an audience member, and it was sort of new territory for me and a little bit scary to kind of go into it, not sure if I could pull it off, but I love doing it. And so I'd love to continue trying to make work that's both funny but also dramatic at the same time. That's kind of where I'd love to take my solo career, as it were.
The film is called Hello, My Name is Doris. It stars Sally Field. The director and co-writer is Michael Showalter. He's my guest tonight. Michael, thanks so much, and congrats on the movie and continued great success.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.